It's been absolutely magical, Jonathan. As you say, it's an absolutely enormous honour. The title of Lord Mayor as the first citizen of Stoke-on-Trent, 250,000 people. To me, nothing could get better than that. As a Stoke-on-Trent born and bred lad, lived every day of my life in Stoke-on-Trent. Love the city and more than that, it's people. We've got the friendliest people anywhere you can find. Everybody says that, not just me. And it's been an enormous privilege. Obviously, it's just to explain to people, a lot of people don't know, the Lord Mayor is a non-political position, so it isn't like having a mayor who sometimes is the sort of head of the political spectrum. The Lord Mayor is very much ceremonial, so I go out to, I've visited most schools in Stoke-on-Trent. I go to residential homes, we go to charities, we go to businesses. We open events, we close events, we do all manner of ceremonial things. We welcome visitors to the city. Just this morning we've had a group of visitors from Erlangen, some German visitors, our twin city. So it's a massively varied programme of events. It's basically trying to promote the city as best as we possibly can. And when I say we, obviously my wife, my wife Paula is the Lady Mayoress. And we've had a lot of fun. It's very, very hard work as well. It can be start early morning, finish late at night. And it's been absolutely fantastic, absolutely wonderful experience. I wouldn't have swapped for anything, and I mean anything.
It might be an unfair question. Name me a highlight. If you look back on the last year and you think, I'll never forget that.
Yeah, there's all sorts of highlights that people have been asking. And obviously, when I wind up in 4 weeks' time, I've got to do my speeches and things like that. Stoke City footballers from 1972, which won the League Cup, were my absolute superheroes, almost gods as a 12-year-old boy, watching them lads play, and, you know, with 100,000 people. And them lads are still the only team to win a major trophy for Stoke. And we've obviously did a reception for them the other week in the King's Hall, 45 years after that memorable day. We also did a bus tour and vintage vehicle parade around the city. It was a fabulous afternoon, and I've got to know that a lot of them lads pretty well now over the years through other things I've done with football and my football journalism. But I've really, really enjoyed just going out and meeting everyone. The schools, absolutely love the schools, and my wife's done a great job in the schools. She goes and chatting away in the different school councils. They take us around, and I also love hosting people at the Lord Mayor's Parlour and talking about the history of the city, the history of the change, the history of the magnificent silverwares there, the Lord Mayor's robes, the Queen's vase, the different memorabilia which came to Stoke after the Federation in 1910. So I really enjoy showing people around there, showing people around the Council Chamber, which is a magnificent room, and the King's Hall, of course. Just loved every single bit about it. I said at the start, give it my very best shot, and touch wood, I think I've done that up to now. I'll let other people judge if I've done a good job or a bad job, but I've certainly given it my all.
Fantastic. Charity is really important to you. I think when you became Lord Mayor, you wanted to ensure that charities were in the headlines during your term of office. What charities do you support specifically?
The Lord Mayor has to pick his own charities, actually, and I chose three for this year. One was the North Staff's Heart Committee. Your listeners may or may not know that the Royal Stoke Hospital is rated fourth or fifth in the entire country for heart-related problems, which is incredibly high, you know, over 100 and odd hospitals being the top four or five. And that is to no small measure to the North Staff's Heart Committee, a local charity run by Mr. Tony Berry, who does a fantastic job and raised millions of pounds over the years. The other ones are the Lou Macari Foundation for the homeless people. I got on and knew well Lou quite well from the journalism days, from reporting on Stoke City, and Lou was straight into me the minute I became a councillor to try and get an empty council building up for homeless people. It took some time, but we got there in the end. He's doing great work, so support Lou. And of course, Stoke-on-Trent was a European City of Sport last year. I was looking for something sporting. Chose the Sir Stanley Matthews Coaching Foundation that supports all different levels and abilities, ages and abilities. So it's not elitist in the slightest. It's you know, provides coaches to everyone. And I think ahead of my last charity fundraiser this Sunday, which is a big marathon walk, I think we're getting close to around the £20,000 mark. And it'd be nice to get up that, maybe up to about 25,000, give them all 8,000 or so each.
I was going to ask you about this this Sunday as well, the charity walk that you're doing, because the walk is also backing Stoke-on-Trent's bid to become UK City of Culture. Tell me your thoughts on that bid.
Yeah, I was looking for a lasting event to do, and I wanted it to be something mass participation. And then the city culture bid, obviously we've got some great council officers, and Councillor Brown also leading on this, where you know, we were involving all the people you'd think would be involved, the museums, the art galleries, the theatres, and local historians. This, I wanted something which everybody could really take part in. Now, during the recent by-election, I mean, some of the coverage on the TV, you think we were, you know, we've been on the end of a bombing raid in Syria. It was horrendous. Out the coverage was shocking, and didn't the city no favours at all. I do a lot of cycling, I've done a lot of running and walking, and just going through the local canal network is absolutely beautiful. And I challenged a friend of mine who's retired to find me the best, nicest 20-mile walk within the city boundary. He's actually done better than that, because using North of Stadium as a base, he's planned a 5-mile route and two different 10-mile routes, and he's used the canal network, going past the heritage sites, the green valleys, the parks, places like Longport Wharf and Westport Lake. So people can do either 5-mile walk, a 10-mile walk, 15 if they do two of those, and up to a maximum of 25 if they do both 10s and the 5. Got loads of local personalities. The likes of Nick Hancock's going to do 25 miles with me, all 25. So is Rachel Shenton, the actress who does great work for charities locally. John Ruggiero from Stoke City Old Boys. Chris Edwards, the British and Commonwealth champion boxer. And quite a number of others, Lou McCary, John Rudge, Eddie Hall, the strongest man, is making an appearance at North of Stadium at 10 o'clock. But really, you know, hope them people help to attract people. But the most important thing is to get as many people involved as possible. Although it's a sponsored walk, people can turn up at North of Stadium any time between 8:30 and 2 o'clock on the day, throw a pound in the bucket, just register. We have to do this for risk assessment and health and safety and all, fulfill all this. And then they can set off on any one of these walks. They're all beautiful walks, as I say. The weather forecast is fine, so hopefully we'll have a great day.
Lord Mayor, Councillor Anthony Munday, thank you for joining us on Crossrooms, and thank you also for the last year in that post, and for serving the city so well.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. Pleasure.